Traffic Center. Here's the latest traffic update.
Well, we have one. Authorities are calling a moderate crash right around South Union Street on I-85 southbound. Traffic is moving slow and backed up past Ann Street at this point. We've also got an accident top of the ramp, Taylor Road from 85 northbound. As you're taking the right down the entrance to East Chase, this accident is going to be on the right side of the road. Multiple vehicles involved in that one. Buckle up, drive carefully. We are very busy on I-85 northbound across the Alabama River Bridge up past Northern Boulevard. 231 to Wetumpka, really heavy traffic there as well. Get the new Toyota you've always wanted at Reinhart Toyota. New shipments are arriving every day, but they go fast. Reinhart Toyota on the East Boulevard, Wendell Chase, Skywatch Traffic.
Here comes Sun. Sun CDJR of Montgomery. Brubaker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram is now Sun CDJR. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at Sun CDJR. Family owned, family driven.
With the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott. Stock closing higher again as more fear evaporates from Wall Street. The S&P 500 added 0.6%, its fifth gain in the last 6 days. The benchmark index headed for a gain in March after struggling in earlier weeks on worries about whether the banking system was cracking under the weight of higher interest rates. Forceful actions by regulators worldwide have helped restore confidence. Also boosting stocks have been big bets that the Federal Reserve may cut rates in coming months. The Dow was up 141 points, closing at 32,859. The NASDAQ gained 87 to 12,013. The S&P 500 added 23 points to 4,050. New York oil rose $1.40 to $74.37 a barrel. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
With grocery prices rising, wouldn't it be great to have a hedge against the high cost of food? Then shop Food Outlet, your anti-inflation store. At Food Outlet, everything is marked at cost. At checkout, you'll pay cost plus 10%. Most places will mark up their products 20 to 30% over cost. Listen to these specials good through April the 4th. USDA sirloin tip roast, $3.96 a pound. The 10-pound bag, USDA leg quarters, only $4.90 each. Get a 3-pound bag, yellow onions, $1.63. A 10-pound bag of assorted Capri Sun pouch drinks, $3.21 each. The 7-ounce size banquet pot pies, $1.25 each. USDA baby back pork ribs, $2.15 a pound. And the 8-count Surefine hamburger or hot dog buns get 2 for $3. Get more food for less at Food Outlet, located on Coliseum Boulevard in the Eastbrook Shopping Center in Prattville at 720 East Main and Millbrook 3543 Highway 14. Open 7 days a week, 7 till 9. Follow us on Facebook by searching for Food Outlet and see all of our weekly specials.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
It's March 30th, the greatest day ever. On the 30th of March, 1775, King George III formally endorses the New England Restraining Act. Centuries later, King Roger Goodell would introduce his own restraints on New England. Due to Deflategate, Spygate, Headsetgate, or... Have a great March 30th, the greatest day ever.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. A federal judge in Texas who previously ruled to dismantle the Affordable Care Act struck down a narrower but key part of the nation's health law. The ruling Thursday by U.S. District Judge Reed O'Connor blocks the requirement that most insurers cover preventive care such as vaccines and cancer screenings. Opponents and medical groups had warned that the decision could jeopardize preventive screenings for millions of Americans. Army officials say 9 people were killed in a crash involving 2 Army Black Hawk medical evacuation helicopters conducting a nighttime training exercise in Kentucky. Nandis Thurman, a spokesperson for Fort Campbell, said Thursday morning that the deaths happened the previous night in southwestern Kentucky during a routine training mission. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 141 points, the NASDAQ rose 87, the S&P advanced 33. This is SRN News.
Inflation is pushing up the cost of just about everything. Food, gas, clothing. But life insurance, which thanks to inflation you need now more than ever, actually costs less today than it did a few years ago. Now is the time to get the insurance you need at a price you can afford. Call SelectQuote now and we'll help you save more than 50% on term life insurance. In a hurry? Don't worry. With SelectQuote, you can get up to $2 million in instant, same-day coverage with no medical exam. That's right, get up to $2 million in instant, affordable, same-day coverage with no medical exam in under an hour.
Call SelectQuote now at 1-800-507-2266. That's 1-800-507-2266. Or go to SelectQuote.com now and get up to $2 million in instant, same-day coverage with no medical exam. That's 1-800-507-2266.
Full details on example policies at selectquote.com/commercials.
Oh, look at Fox. First former president to face criminal charges.
Fascism.
I don't know what to say. This is a sad day. When those of you who pay attention know that we have a man in the White House now who has sold our country out to China, whose son has leveraged the Biden family name for big bucks by his own admission. And yet, nobody cares. Donald Trump, I'm not saying that, you know, you should pay off your local porn star. And I think this is a bullcrap indictment. I don't expect it to stand. And this was a long time ago. I don't even know that the statute of limitations is still good on it. But they did it. Now they're all having their little circle jerk there on MSLSD and CNN, and they are, in the words of one Al Sharpton, jitty. They're also crazy. We are at 8 minutes after 5 o'clock. I was going to play this when we were having the assault weapon discussion before the Trump indictment came down.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God. I'll see if we can find some audio from people we respect and play that for you as we get a little bit deeper into the hour. Right now, we're going to get Rich's forecast after this mess. No, we got it right here. How do you like that?
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the river region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
We have enjoyed a beautiful day today, and tonight will be quiet, mostly clear, not quite as cool as it has been. Overnight low 53. Tomorrow, Friday, I think we're dry during the daytime hours. It'll be warmer, high in the mid-80s, a sun and cloud mix. But it's in the late night, overnight hours, Friday night into early Saturday, when we could see some showers and storms enter the state, and some could be quite strong. I think that's over by lunchtime Saturday, with improvement Saturday afternoon, and we're in for a very nice Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
At ASE Credit Union, financing your next adventure is easier than ever with rates as low as 4.75%. Apply online or visit your local branch today. Member FDIC, Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Do you find yourself feeling depressed? Hopeless?
having trouble sleeping, struggling with frequent panic attacks, irritability, constant arguments with family.
I know Dad did too. I know that.
Really? Friends, or even friends of friends on Facebook. Yelling at your phone or computer screen. If any of these sound familiar, you may be suffering from TIAD or Trump-induced anxiety disorder. Impeachara may help. Impeachara is a prescription medication that may alleviate many symptoms of TIAD. Impeachara works on your brain's neurotransmitters and optical receptors, convincing you that Donald Trump has already been impeached. Not all patients have the same reactions, and results may vary. Side effects may include elation, the ability to focus on work and family again, and reconnecting with people you called ignorant faces on social media. Impeachara is not approved for children or adolescents under voting age and should not be taken by those in favor of the current administration, for it may cause thoughts of suicide or spontaneous bowel movements. In rare cases, people have developed a skin condition known as Cheeto face. Tell your doctor right away if you have thoughts of comb-overs or experience a reduction in the size of your hands. Before you decrease or stop taking Impeachara, make sure you have disabled instant news alerts on all of your mobile devices.
Things got pretty dark there for a while, but thanks to Impeachara, I've elected to be happy.
Talk to your doctor to see if Impeachara might be right for you. Also, do it fairly soon before you lose your health insurance.
Hey, here's some good news in the midst of all this gloom this afternoon. The Chinese army has offered to cooperate with the Russian army to maintain peace, restore law and order around the globe.
Wow.
Yeah, on top of everything else. Jeff.
Hey.
Hi.
Two things. Will you play Who Am I for me?
Yes.
And did you see the Babylon Bee thing where Biden asked for a, pardon my French, I'm trying not to say it, asked for a moment of silence for the transgender person?
Yes, I did see that. And that's pretty, well, that's pretty much what that idiot press secretary of his did today. Our heart goes out to the trans community. What? After a mass murder, that's the, oh my God, they're just, it's insane.
I almost upjumped my lunch when I read that. It just made me sick to my dang stomach.
Yeah, well, we've got our work cut out for us next year. Thank you for the call. Oh, man. And I said I needed to speak with my attorney.
Jay Quellen.
That's her name. And I believe she's on line two. Hi.
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 So what do you think of the big indictment now?
Man. I don't care enough.
What?
It's all part of the show.
I don't like
just
the show.
Part of it.
I don't like
it. Well, none of us like the show. But the show has to go on, unfortunately. And then I think that we're going to see a change. We've allowed it. You know? We've allowed this to become as bad as it is. So, tis what it is in the moment, but I think it's a joke.
Yeah, I think, well...
So, yeah. I'm more pissed about the press secretary's comments than I am about the indictment.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, does everybody want to hear those again?
Or, no, I don't want to hear it again.
Can I quote?
Yeah.
Our hearts... This is today, 3 days after three kids and three adults were murdered in cold blood by a maniac. Our hearts go out to the trans community as they are under attack right now. That's who they care about. But they indict Donald Trump.
You know, not to get, like, biblical here, but, like, something really speaks to me about this. You know, when racial divisions don't work... You know, when we're united on a racial front, when, you know, people are working towards that, they have to find another way to divide us.
Yeah.
If it's not going to be race, it's going to be gender. We're just moving from one issue to the next.
I don't know if you heard it earlier, but I talked about an assignment given to students in Oregon where they were told to write out a paragraph or two about their sexual fantasy and the person in their class that they would like to...
Let me tell you something. Elmore County School Board, hope you're listening. Send some nonsense like that home. What are we doing? These are kids. You know what I saw today? I saw like 200 kindergartners at the Montgomery Zoo who did not care about race or gender or
isn't
anything.
That a beautiful thing?
My son, one of his best friends in school, is somebody who looks completely different than him. I mean, the complete opposite of Steven. You know what was awesome? They're walking around holding hands, singing, having a great time because they don't, that hasn't been bred into them yet.
Yeah,
and I hope it never does.
Well, same here. This is what's so disturbing. This is why teaching CRT is an abomination, because all that's going to do is teach this group of little kids that this group of little kids has a privilege that you don't, that their ancestors are responsible for you not having that privilege, and that you should not look at them with favor. This is what they're.
Well, you know, by the time
that
happens, it'll probably be the other way around. It will probably not be as it is now. It'll probably be the reparations for the white, straight Christian man.
By the way,
who for 40 years was segregated against.
That the lunacy in San Francisco, where they came up with that every African American, I guess they're going to have to somehow prove that even though there was never slavery in the state of California. The committee that put that together, they've been told that $5 million isn't enough.
What?
Yeah, they
want... $5 is too much. Like, what are we doing?
This is lunacy, and this is where we're at. I ultimately, I see this spinning in as some very bad civil moments, to say the least.
Well, okay.
Thanks, Wes.
On that note... I'm going to a legal function tonight with my dear friend Amy Hampton.
What kind of a function?
Some legal thing from our law school. My mentor, the woman who I admire the most in the legal community, is being honored tonight. And so Amy and I are going to go. And I don't normally go to law school stuff because I got two kids. You know, I'm tired. I live up in the 36093. But I'm going tonight. Got a dress on and everything, y'all. I'm at the zoo earlier today, and now we're going to go rub elbows with way more important people than Amy and I, but we're going to have a good time doing it.
And probably at some point in between all of these activities, you baked an oven full of mammoth meatballs.
I did do 6 loads of laundry.
Wow.
I don't know how you do it.
I'm tired. I take lots of multivitamins.
By the way, I did... date an attorney when this is like 20 years ago, who was a former news anchor in New Orleans.
Really?
Somehow ended up in South Florida and was practicing law. That's the Lisa. You've heard me do the Lisa thing. That's what started
the Lisa. Yeah, Lisa. I wonder if, my exes have, a Jacqueline story. You know what I mean? I would hate to throw that out there.
Maybe they're not telling it on... Maybe they're not sharing it on a radio station, but you know they do.
You know what? I would welcome it, my friends.
I can see the look on your face when you say that. That's funny.
Hi, baby! Lola's potty trained almost.
Yay! Good for
Remember
her.
Remember, we did this with COVID. You guys went through potty training with me with Steven on and COVID.
Well, it certainly stuck with me. I mean, I haven't had an accident since.
Well, good. See, at least I had the effect on somebody.
It's good to laugh with all this crap going on. Jeez.
Hey, listen. Come hang out with my family for a good 5 minutes. We're just a barrel of laughs.
I bet.
Hey, have you paid attention to some of the baseball games today there?
I saw Rich Thomas's adorable picture with him with that gigantic glove.
Oh, I forgot to post that today.
I saw it. But here's the thing. No, I've been busy. I was a real mom today, full-time mom.
You're always a real mom.
Full-time attorney, dealing with work stuff. So, tomorrow I'm back in the office all day, scrambling.
Hey, after work, come by. I'll need the company. Because I got a big weekend coming up that I can't disclose.
I know. Have you told anybody what's going on
No.
here? Or you're still being super secretive?
Super
Double
secretive.
Secret probation over here.
Right.
I got it. I got it. Okay, hey, if anybody can keep a secret, it's me.
Well,
I might tell people I know the secret, but I'm not going to tell your secret.
That would be that would be a violation of attorney-client privileges.
It would. Plus, we're friends, and so I take that even more serious.
Oh, the attorney friend's privilege, too, so I got both going for me.
I mean, I can keep a secret now. I mean, Jared doesn't even know your secret.
Well.
Not implying that he knows my attorney secrets, because he doesn't, but, you know.
What if Jared offered you a special gift in exchange for that secret?
We have a joint bank account. It's not worth it.
He wouldn't do that anyway because he has secrets.
No, Jared really wouldn't.
He is a man of character.
Jared has his own secret.
Yeah.
And I think that's what makes our marriage work, though, in all seriousness, because he has his confidentiality and I have mine.
Yeah.
So we both take it pretty seriously. So we really don't talk about work or, like, what's going on when we're at home. We have enough things. I mean, I'm cleaning up Lola's pee out of the kitchen, for God's sake. Like, we have much more important things to talk about.
Yeah.
Like, what's for dinner? What are we doing this weekend? When are you going to fix the gate? Stuff like that.
Tell me a dad joke.
Oh,
please
do we
don't.
Tell me. No, I won't have a fresh dad joke till tomorrow.
Oh, good. Well, I'll be waiting with bated breath.
Now, I do have some real or fake Florida headlines. You enjoyed those, right?
Yes.
Were you listening this morning?
No.
Because I'm saving one batch of these for tomorrow. But I'll read you the headline. You tell me real or fake, and then we will have to wrap up. All right. Florida man tries to evade arrest by cartwheeling away from cops. Real or fake?
Real.
Florida man busted feeding iguanas to alligator in jail zoo. Real or fake?
Fake.
It's real.
Well, here's the thing. Here's why I said fake, though. Because I feel like jail wouldn't have a zoo.
I understand.
But I totally believe the feeding of the iguanas to the alligators, because we used to feed chickens.
Well, Rosie was telling me about some program. By the way, there's two black and white cats hanging around in the grass on the other side of the fence. And it's funny, whenever you go outside and you say, "Pussycat," in a loud voice, they react to that.
What's new, pussycat?
They seem to understand that word. All right, former Jacksonville police officer arrested for donkey porn. Real or fake?
Real.
Fake.
Dang it.
Dade County couple...
But notice how I was like, no hesitation, real.
Dade County couple arrested for feeding neighborhood cats methamphetamines. Real or fake? No, that's fake, too.
I feel like that happened.
Well, that's what makes this a great game. I mean,
all of those are real.
If you were administering this headline test to me, I'd be doing the same you are. Here's one more.
Yeah.
Florida man arrested for trying to get alligator drunk. Real or
real.
Fake?
Real.
Yeah. See? So they're all good.
Because people
love my home
stupid.
State.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
It makes me seem less crazy. You know what I mean? But imagine moving from there to here, and then you're like, whoa, I'm the crazy one.
Or even somewhere else.
Whoa.
Yeah. It's.
All right. Well, let me run. I got to say bye to the kids, and then I'm off to see.
Have a good time.
Me. I know.
I don't
Thanks,
know how you
guys.
Do it.
I appreciate it.
All right.
Say hi to Dana for me and Amy.
And Jared.
I will.
And Steven and.
And Lola.
Lola. I just. We need a laugh. I just posted this picture of Rich Thomas with happy opening day. Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
Hey, that reminds me. I have not checked in on the Rich Thomas breakfast special today to see how many hits it's gotten. I know Trump's been indicted, first president ever to face criminal charges, and we all know it's a bunch of crap. And so do the people that, 257, that's it? For steak and eggs, cheesy eggs and a tomato? What do I have to do to hit we hit 300 the other day. I love this. Rich people have fancy labels on their clothes. Happy people have dog hairs on theirs.
Yeah.
Truth. Let's visit Jack Ingram. On the boulevard.
Hairs.
They are selling, they have added more to the inventory. So let's see where we're going to find that. Up to 508. They're always looking for vehicles to add, whether they take them in trade. They had a number of vehicles that were available under 10 in the certified signature used, but those have been sold. Not surprised. Anything that has the Ingram name on the back, that has miles on it, is a car that's been thoroughly vetted. Now, somebody is going to go over there and buy this beautiful 2003 BMW Z4 convertible. Maroon with a tan top. Gorgeous. And that could be yours for $185 a month with the online deal. That is a car you can garage and love and take out for special occasions. And quite a few cars, well, over 200 that are available under $20,000. And when I say online deal, you can get the specs by going to jackingram.com. Some people pay cash. These are just price ranges. So if you shop on monthly payment as opposed to the total cost of a vehicle, like here, you got a 2012 Mercedes-Benz C-Class, only 42,000 miles. Car that was barely driven 4,000 miles a year, is in excellent condition and looks like a Mercedes. $289 a month. And like I said, these cars go through a vetting process that few others do. They are just determined, Tip Tames and that great team over there, to not put the Jack Ingram name on a vehicle that's going to be a troublemaker. It's not good for business. So it's a place where you can shop and sometimes luck into your dream vehicle like that Beamer convertible, knowing that the car has been through the most thorough of vetting processes. That's important. You can shop with confidence. There are six great brands. We talked about Mercedes-Benz. We talked about Porsche, Nissan, Audi, Volkswagen, and Volvo. And all the great signature used at jackingram.com. Everything is there for your perusal. And you can get a lot of information and stuff taken care of ahead of your visit. All right. We had a request for a clip called Who Am I? And I'm going to play this clip in about 2 minutes. We got traffic and a couple of messages in 2 minutes. If you've never heard it, you've got to hear this because we are going through this right now. This is what we are going through and witnessing right now in real time. First traffic. Thanks again.
From the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, here's the latest traffic update.
Still a big problem on 85 southbound. We've got slow traffic from South Union. That's where we had a pretty bad accident. Traffic's backed up almost all the way to Perry Hill, moving slowly. And we've got some slow traffic 85 northbound from around Alabama State up past Ann Street. Also, slow traffic between East Boulevard and Taylor. Had an accident earlier up on Taylor as you're exiting 85 northbound. If you're headed down to the East Chase entrance, it was on the right. We believe that may be out of the way, but still very busy there. We've also got a bad accident, Troy Highway, near Cherry Hill Road. That's just before Bell Road. If you're headed outbound, there is a big backup of traffic right there. Get ready for spring at Midtown Plaza. Shop Verizon, then eat at Hunan Garden or American Deli. Midtown Plaza, Ann Street off I-85. Another great McClinton and Company development. Wendell J. Skywatch Traffic.
Here comes Sun, Sun CDJR of Montgomery. Brubaker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram is now Sun CDJR. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at Sun CDJR. Family owned, family driven.
Hi there, I'm Madeline Cannon with Alabama Home Mortgage. Getting pre-approved is the first step towards home ownership. People are often scared or nervous about taking that first step, but I'll tell you, it's nothing to be scared of. At Alabama Home Mortgage, we will take the first step and every step along the way with you. Call us at 567-4223. We will gather the information needed to tell you exactly what you qualify for. After a call to Alabama Home Mortgage, you will know what price point to shop for, what down payment is required, if any, and what your monthly mortgage payment will look like. We take all the guessing out of it. Then, when you find the house you want to make your home, you are ready to make an offer. Along with your offer, you will submit your Alabama Home Mortgage pre-approval letter. This shows sellers that you've already taken the steps necessary to ensure that you qualify to purchase their home. Wait no longer. It's time to take that first step together. Call me at 567-4223 or start the process online at myalabamahomemortgage.com.
That's Alabama Home Mortgage because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
It's Spring Open House, March 27th through April 1st at Southern Homes and Gardens. Shop new arrivals, including annual color, roses, hanging baskets, and more. And get our best prices of the year, like 20% off plant collections, including all azaleas, trees, ferns, and boxwoods. 50% off select outdoor pottery, and 40% off select outdoor living furniture. Get the plans you want at the prices you need. Spring Open House, Monday, March 27th through Saturday, April 1st, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. at Southern Homes and Gardens, Vaughn Road.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Let's play a game of Who Am I? Listen very carefully to the clues. I was born in one country, but raised in another country. My father was born in yet another country. I was not his only child. He fathered several children with numerous women. I became very close to my mother, as my father showed no interest in me. My mother died at an early age from cancer. Although my father deserted me and my mother raised me, I later wrote a book idolizing my father, not my mother. Later in life, questions arose over my real name. My birth records were sketchy. No one was able to produce a legitimate, reliable birth certificate. I grew up practicing one faith, but then converted to Christianity, as it was widely accepted in my new country. I wrote a book about my struggles growing up. It was clear to those who read my memoirs that I had difficulties accepting that my father abandoned me as a child. I became active in local politics when I was in my 30s. Then, with help behind the scenes, I literally burst onto the world scene as a candidate for national office in my 40s. They said I had a golden tongue and I could talk anyone into anything. I had a virtually non-existent resume, little work history, and no experience in leading a single organization. Yet I was a powerful speaker, and citizens were drawn to me as though I were a magnet. I drew incredibly large crowds during my public appearances. This bolstered my ego. At first, my political campaign focused on my country's foreign policy. I was very critical of my country in the last war and seized every opportunity to bash my country. But what launched my rise to national prominence were my views on the country's economy. I called my campaign a people's campaign. I was the surprise candidate because I emerged from outside the traditional path of politics and I was able to gain widespread popular support. I knew that if I merely offered the people hope, together we could change our country and the world. So I started to make my speeches sound like they were on behalf of the downtrodden, the poor, the ignorant, to include persecuted minorities. My true views were not widely known, and I kept them unknown until after I became my nation's leader. I had to carefully guard reality, as anybody could have easily found out what I really believed if they had simply read my writings and examined those people that I associated with. I'm glad they didn't do it, because then I became the most powerful man in the world. And then the world learned the truth. Who am I? I am Adolf Hitler. If you were thinking of someone else, you should be afraid.
And Adolf Hitler in our White House today. Now, I want to connect dots here. You tell me if I'm wrong. I think that this indictment was announced for one reason today. Because I'm looking at the different news channels. This is all they're covering. Former President Trump indicted. And believe me, if they want him for a mugshot, and they want, and he's going to demand that they put handcuffs on him. He's going to demand it. We've already seen plenty of polling information that indicates people know this is a politically motivated piece of crap.
First president,
ever indicted under highly suspicious circumstances. But I think this happened today to take the focus off Nashville. This is what they do. When everybody is looking here, especially if it's showing one of their protected class in a bad light, and I don't see where there's a positive light on the Nashville situation at all. There's nothing sympathetic about that woman and her mass murdering and the others that have taken place. But look over here. They just indicted former President Trump. Wow! They'll probably have to put plastic over the news desk on... Well, nobody's watching CNN. Story today. They are down 81%. 81%. You have to... achieve a level of incompetence that I can't even quantify to lose that much of your audience. But they have. But you watch, they'll have to put, this is going to be like a Gallagher concert tonight on MSLSD and CNN. Oh, great. Meanwhile, they don't give a rat's ass that the current president and his son have been ripping us off blind. Okay. Our warranty replacement has arrived at the house.
Good.
But I will not believe that until I see it working. 2.5 months. I mean, yeah, it's a first world problem. But after a while, it gets to you. 5:36 is the time. Local news coming up. But John is on the phone. John, your thoughts.
Hey, Greg. Well, you know, I would have been perfectly happy with DeSantis as our next president. But I think that this probably just sealed the deal for Trump. Yeah, he's absolutely going to make that be a show.
Yep.
And I think that he's going to slide right back in for the same reason that he got in the first time. You know, his diehard supporters that were so disgusted with the status quo, well, there you go. I think we may see it again. And, oh, by the way, he's probably going to get to really air some dirty laundry as part and parcel of this court case.
I'm sure he learned things while he was in the White House that maybe he has been saving for a rainy day. So we'll see. But
yeah.
On the other
he's
hand...
He's a smart man.
No doubt. John, on the other hand, I am weary of all of this. I am weary of the forking Democrats and their odd lots and their absolute total hatred of the United States of America as it rapidly is no longer existing. And they are, I got to give them credit. You're wearing me out, folks. And I'm not going to change my mind, but we need something to rally around. This may be it. This may be it. Because you know what? When they broke into Donald Trump's house for that phony raid for classified documents that he stole, which he's allowed, he's president. He can declassify whatever he wants. They raided your house and my house and Rosie's house and everybody's house. That's how I felt. That made me feel dirty when that story happened. And today, they indicted him and me and you or anybody else that voted for Donald Trump in 2016. Yeah. They're still obsessed 7 years later. They can't accept the result of that election, and they're going to punish him and everybody else who ruined their little party.
Yeah.
This is going to
be...
Go ahead.
Yeah, Jacqueline said something just a minute ago about, you know, I hate to bring in religion, but, you know, if you don't look at politics with something a lot bigger than the here and now, you know, when you have, well, you just have to look at the, you know, we're going to turn right is left, boys are girls. Whatever that we have understood as truth is not truth anymore,
right.
Or we want to pretend it's not truth. There's a moral tone to that.
All of a sudden,
right is not right.
This is the single greatest psychological, or what they call psyops, operation in history. This is all part of one thing. That's why I am connecting what happened in Nashville to this event today. They are connected, period. Look over here. Look what just happened. You can't talk about Nashville now. Where are your priorities? Former president was indicted. I know Trump. He will go to trial, and he will take full advantage of it.
Oh, yeah. And for what? And find me a political figure. There are some political figures, but there's an awful lot of political figures that look just like that. I mean, yeah, how many folks wound up dropping out
yes.
over
hush money.
Yeah, now they like Bernie Sanders. Where do you get the money for three houses and a $100,000 car, Mr. Socialist? How come Pete Buttigieg is the incompetent but still the transportation secretary somehow, and all the rest of them were guaranteed nice situations, and they got them. And now we are suffering at the hands of their incompetence. I've got to run, John. Great call. Call again tomorrow, please.
Thanks.
And everybody else we've talked to today. We had some really, really bright people. And some people who came to pick up Eaton Bowls. And don't forget, Bama Lane, Saturday, 2 o'clock. Alley's 1 through 10. And Rosie will be there.
Yes.
I forgot. I should have asked Jacqueline. She was talking about trying to get to it. But
I'll text her and find out.
We didn't want to change the date because so many people had planned to attend. Because these events we've had at Bama Lanes have been a blast.
Mm-hmm.
It's been fun bowling. It has been fun hanging out with folks who just came to hang out. Not everybody bowls, and you're welcome to do that. So please come and enjoy. I will not be able to join you on Saturday because of a family matter. And I hate to sound like a government official. That's all I can say about this right now. No comment. They're getting to me, Rosie. They're really getting to me. All right, so that's Bama Lane Saturday at 2. And if you haven't been there in a while, man, they've done a phenomenal job of refurbishing. They got brand new scoring systems installed. And bring the kids.
Yeah.
Bring the kids. And by the way, if they need discipline, Rosie will be there to spank.
Yeah, right.
Rosie's in charge of all our corporal punishment situations.
Yeah, right.
Here's some local news at 5:42.
Ellis Askew from WAKA Channel 8. The Alabama Department of Transportation is looking for public input on the possibility of adding an auxiliary lane on I-85 South. The lane would extend about 1 mile from Taylor Road exit to Chantilly Parkway exit. The goal is to help reduce crashes and increase the capacity along this section of I-85 South. To give your input on this project, head to ALDOT's website. The Montgomery City Council, Mayor Reed, and the Montgomery County Commission are holding a joint meeting regarding the Montgomery Thrive Initiative. It's an effort to efficiently address the needs of the community by maximizing all resources to recover from the pandemic under the American Rescue Plan Act. Tonight, Life Academy is holding an open house. It gives parents an opportunity to meet teachers, tour the facility, and enroll their children. The school will be enrolling from kindergarten to sixth grade from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. at Life Academy. And those are your news headlines. I'm Ellis Askew from WAKA Channel 8.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-306-8158 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-306-8158. That's 800-306-8158. What do you have to lose? Call 800-306-8158. Again, 800-306-8158.
It's the best sale of the season at Kafco's Spring Open House this week. Save on home decor, floral supplies, and gifts. Or find inspiration for your home in our new spring merchandise. Visit daily for door prizes, new deals, and surprises throughout the store. Saturday, enjoy music by Brian Brantley, 11 to 1, and stay for our wreath class at 1. Shop our Spring Open House for huge savings on our already low outlet pricing this week, 9 to 5 at Kafco Outlet. Located on the Wetumpka Highway.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Here are six things you need to know before you buy a home. Number one, find out how much you can afford and qualify for from a reputable local lender. Number two, write down a list of wants and needs for your next home and maybe your first home. Bedrooms and baths, size of the home, yard size, open floor plan or formal plan, storage requirements, garage or carport. What location is number three? East Side, Millbrook, Prattville, Wetumpka. Number four, are school zones important to you? If so, which school zones do you prefer? Number five, are there any special needs requirements? Wider hallways, ramps, universal designs. Number six, would you rather have a brand new home or an existing home? The answers to these questions will help you design a plan to buy your next home and have the right information. We provide a list of recommended local lenders and home inspectors. All you have to do is call the source, Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group, 221-2883.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpets, where you will find a complete line of Mohawk carpet with exceptionally clean, smart strand fiber. It's always available and ready to be installed. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
We have enjoyed a beautiful day today, and tonight will be quiet, mostly clear, not quite as cool as it has been. Overnight low 53. Tomorrow, Friday, I think we're dry during the daytime hours. It'll be warmer, high in the mid-80s, a sun and cloud mix. But it's in the late night, overnight hours, Friday night into early Saturday, when we could see some showers and storms enter the state, and some could be quite strong. I think that's over by lunchtime Saturday, with improvement Saturday afternoon, and we're in for a very nice Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Whether you're buying a home or auto or consolidating debt, CBNS Bank's personal loans get you where you need to go. Go to cbsbank.com to find a location near you or apply online today. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Saving you time by combining all the news of the day into one story. This is Mashup the News.
Baseball's opening day was celebrated by Gwyneth Paltrow in court as she bought high-priced eggs and mammoth meatballs from Christina Aguilera's new feminine product line. A fellow dwarf comments on Vladimir Putin.
Tom Brady's new WNBA team will perform at the King's coronation.
Join us next time on Mashup the News.
All right, we have this is all that's on the cable channels is the Trump indictment and everybody's opinion. Remember, these are the same people that told us yesterday that this is a big nothing burger. But today, Trump reacted by saying, from the time I came down the golden escalator at Trump Tower and even before I was sworn in as your president, the radical left Democrats, the enemy of the hardworking men and women of this country, have been engaged in a witch hunt to destroy the Make America Great Again movement. He said in a statement, you remember it just like I do. Russia, 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 the Mueller hoax, Ukraine, 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 impeachment hoax one, impeachment hoax two, the illegal and unconstitutional Mar-a-Lago raid, and now this. The Democrats have lied, cheated, and stolen in their obsession with trying to get Trump, but now they've done the unthinkable, indicting a completely innocent person is an act of blatant election interference. Never before in our nation's history has this been done, which is true. But, you know, the leftist media is saying, well, this, what a disgrace. First president in history ever to be indicted. You could have indicted, they tried with Ronald Reagan, but you could indict almost any president for something. A lot of them got away with some pretty heavy-duty stuff. Much as I respect the politics of the man, JFK turned the White House into a bordello. LBJ, oh my God. There's plenty of people who could make a good case that he's the one that killed JFK. And then I watched a fascinating documentary last night. I lucked into it. TCM was featuring Academy Award-winning documentaries. And it's all about Robert McNamara. It's him talking about his experience going back to World War II through JFK's assassination, leading the Department of Defense, LBJ, and on from there. And it was absolutely fascinating. Absolutely fascinating. Came out, it came out same year that I think it was the third Lord of the Rings that swept the Academy Awards that year. set some kind of a record. I still haven't seen that. But it won that year for best documentary. And if you really know a little bit about history and everything from the final years of World War II through Vietnam, you got to watch this. He was the president of Ford Motor Company, I think, for 6 weeks when JFK asked him to be defense secretary. And there are some things he still will not discuss. He's not a criminal. But the stories he tells are absolutely fascinating. Why can't I remember the name of this? I only watched it less than 24 hours ago. So once again, we go to the Google. Oh my goodness, there's the TV. At least one good thing happened today. Oh, many good things happened today. That was stupid. We had nice people come to the station.
Mm-hmm. We had good callers.
We had very good callers today. And it was great to hear from Morris Capuano again. Mm-hmm. And Jay Quillen, of course, and Brant calling from what's going on in California. That's somebody you need to pay attention to, friends. All right, Robert McNamara documentary, and let's see what we get. The Fog of War. One of the best documentaries I've ever watched. And it's basically him talking directly to the camera, but they show, of course, clips and graphs and all kinds of stuff to support the stories he's telling. And if you're a history person at all, you should check this out. It's really good. All right, at 5:51, let's get one final traffic update and then come right back.
From the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, here's the latest traffic update.
We have an accident on I-85 southbound at South Union that really has traffic backed up. We're hearing now another accident, 85 southbound near Perry Hill. 85 northbound, slow traffic from East Boulevard out to Taylor. If you're exiting at Taylor Road, taking the right around to East Chase, got several vehicles off on the right side of the roadway there. Troy Highway at Cherry Hill, they're trying to wrap an accident there. Use caution, watch out for boots on the ground. And we've got a little bit of slow traffic across the Alabama River Bridge. Folks going up to Redland Road to avoid the toll bridge, which is closed. And in Wetumpka, 231, right near the Winn-Dixie. Bad accident there, and traffic is backed up all the way out past Walmart and Lowe's and Fort Toulouse and backing up. Buckle up. It is a busy, ugly afternoon out there. Front Porch Grill in Millbrooks, where friends meet, home-cooked meals are served, and no one's a stranger. Stop by the Front Porch Grill, Deetsville Highway in Millbrook, with the J Skywatch Traffic.
Here comes Sons. Sons Kia of Montgomery. Brewmaker Kia is now Sons Kia. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at Sons Kia of Montgomery. Family-owned, family-driven.
All right, let's go to Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg for commentary.
Get in my belly!
He's probably already on his second dinner today because it takes a lot of food to keep your ass that fat, plus between the ears. What a pig. What a disgusting human being. But I've heard that he doesn't think very highly of me, so I guess I'm being petty, right? So this is all you're going to hear about nonstop for God knows how long. Oh, and there's Maxine Waters, whose face could stop Big Ben. Not just the clock, but Big Ben would stop chiming if she were to make eye contact with it. Scene outside is blue state, man. And by the way, Gavin Newsom has found out that banning travel to states that don't agree with his leftist political view, it's not working out well.
Can you believe that?
He is the most slimy, smarmy. He is Obama, just has a different look.
They're of the same ilk.
White House says trans community is under attack after now. Yeah, that's all we think about all day is attacking the trans community. Where does that, what zip code is that in, by the way? Because I'm going to want to be very careful going through that. The trans, all these communities. What happened to One Nation Under God? That's such a quaint, old-fashioned notion these days. hear a little of Matt Gaetz. He is shish kebabbed, skewered, and deep fried these military phonies about what they're up to. And AOC got confronted by libs of TikTok today and had one of her classic hissy fits. She's very hot-tempered. She does not like to be confronted by people who have the audacity to be honest. Conservative groups rejoice after House passes major energy package. Well, that's well. Let's see if Joe signs it. I think he will. Because they don't look at, we need to pass this, we need to sign this Energy Act into law because Americans need this relief. They need to know they're going to be able to go to the gas pump and fill their cars. No, they don't care. They want you to buy a completely impractical. By the way, the business model for the EVs is collapsing. Ford just announced they lost $3 billion on these things. Most people can't afford them. A good percentage, I think it's now 68% of Americans living paycheck to paycheck. Who's got 70 grand? Not too many folks to buy a vehicle that will get them through 150 miles of city driving.
Charge.
Totally nuts. Oh, and by the way, yeah, you got to charge it with electricity that's produced by, guess what? Your friend, fossil fuels. All right, we'll be back for the big goodbye in just a second.
You know LG Tint and Graphics tints vehicles, but they also tint houses and offices. Tinting your home or office will protect your floor and walls from fading, as well as keep your customers cool. Call for a free estimate. 334-365-2665. LG Tint and Graphics.
Hi, Rich Thomas here to talk to you about a one-of-a-kind Montgomery jeweler, Heirloom Jeweler, located at 6548 Vaughan Road. Not a traditional jeweler, they specialize in antique and estate jewelry. Owner-operator Troop Booth is an expert gemologist dedicated to give you a fair and honest price for your antique or estate jewelry. He's been the owner since 2015, but his grandparents started that business back in 1977. Troop is also the only employee. There is no overhead. He's a pro who knows the antique jewelry business. If you've ever thought of selling your old jewelry, now is the time to talk to Troop. They're open Tuesday through Friday from 10 to 4, Saturday 10 to 2. You can call or text Troop at this number, 260-0066. Look at their Facebook and Instagram pages. Read some of the reviews and testimonials. Not to mention, you click on and check out their amazing inventory of antique jewelry at their website, heirloomjewelers.com. Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughan Road at the corner of Watchman Drive.
I can't figure out what to end up with. Trump indicted and a lot of, I mean, it's just nuts what's going on the news. I would avoid the news tonight if I were you. But before we get all down in the mouth, I'm going to play something we haven't played for a long, long time. But it's worth hearing today. Because this is not the end.
Donald Trump, just last week, he confirmed to the National Review that he is again considering a run in 2016.
Do it. Do it. I will personally write you a campaign check now on behalf of this country, which does not want you to be president, but which badly wants you to run.
Donald Trump has been saying that he will run for president as a Republican, which is surprising since I just assumed he was running as a joke.
Is that people think that Donald Trump is a clown.
Donald Trump is a clown. I mean, does anybody seriously think that Donald Trump is serious about running for president?
Donald Trump, you know, he's a clown.
The likely moderator apparently believes that Donald Trump is a clown.
Which Republican candidate has the best chance of winning the general election?
Of the declared ones right now, Donald Trump.
President Obama will go down as perhaps the worst president in the history of the United States! Exclamation point. At real Donald Trump. At real Donald Trump. At least I will go down as a president.
That said, basically, this is the beginning of the end for Trump.
The beginning of the end.
Beginning of the end?
This is probably starting of the beginning of the end for Donald Trump.
Donald, you're not going to be able to insult your way to the presidency.
The strongest person usually isn't the loudest one in the room.
So right now...